Talks ended between Japan and North Korea in the Mongolian capital, Ulaanbaatar, Thursday afternoon, with unfinished business from the 20th century continuing to put a chill on current-day diplomacy. The past 2 days were the second set of rare bilateral talks the two countries have held this year as part of a broader multinational effort to end North Korea's nuclear weapons programs. Japan's ambassador to Mongolia, Yoshiki Mine, sought to put a positive spin on events.
今回2日間の協議を通じまして、懸案事
件問題が、the fact that the two countries could have such thorough discussions was itself a certain kind of progress. North Korean delegate Kim Chol-ho described relations with Japan as being at their lowest level. However, he held out some hope for the future.
보시는 바와 같이 직장과 교내상 차이에서 이제 쌍방이
He says the two countries have different perspectives on the issue and will keep talking as a means to close the gap. Japan ruled North Korea harshly as a colony for 35 years in the early 20th century. The current talks, which aim to normalize ties, could bring North Korea hundreds of millions of dollars in Japanese aid as an indirect form of compensation for that era. However, Japan says North Korea must provide more concrete information about citizens abducted by North Korean agents in the 1970s and 80s. North Korea has admitted kidnapping 13 Japanese nationals, of which five have returned to Japan. Pyongyang says the other eight are dead and considers the case closed. Asian Studies professor Jeffrey Kingston of Tokyo's Temple University says Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is under strong political pressure to demand North Korean action on the abduction issue.
This is the issue that catapulted him into the premiership. He became famous because of his hard line on North Korea. However, now Japan has backed itself into a corner.
Kingston believes a resolution to the abduction issue will probably only be possible when Japan has a new prime minister who can show more flexibility on the issue. He says Tokyo's intense focus on the issue is weakening its role in multinational nuclear weapons talks.
The hardline position of Abe really has sidelined Japan from the six-party talks, and this has been very difficult to try to make any progress.
Japan is expected to join the two Koreas, China, Russia, and the United States at those six-nation talks this month in Beijing. Japan and North Korea say they will hold more bilateral talks, but have not announced a date. Kurt Aschen, VOA News, Seoul.